boy. Here comes another one. Yes, indeed. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. It is Tuesday, April 9th. How's it going out there, internet friends? Dave here for another edition of the Daily Podcast. All the good stuff in one neat little place for your listening enjoyment. Let's do it. We talked sports stuff today. Congratulations to whoever the heck it was that won the NCAA tournament last night. We didn't really care, seeing as Philly teams were out of it ages ago, but we talked that. An iPhone scam out in Asia. We hit the phones, well, we tried to hit the phones for Snuck What Where. We wanted to know what you snuck, well, where, and it didn't really work out as planned, so we switched gears and hopped in the shower together. Yeah, that's always a better plan, right? We shared our shower thoughts today, heard about George Harrison's telegram to President Nixon, a baseball team who used an unconventional method to dry out their field, and John once again tried to stick it to me with another edition of Dave's Beatdown. He rounded up three isolated drum tracks and tried to once again fool me as to what song it was and what drummer. If he really wants to fool me, it's really quite simple. You just got to put down some sheet music in front of these dopey drummer eyes. He'd get me every time. But no, I had to suss out the songs, and this is what that all sounded like. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How about last night's final?
Which one?
The Phillies with a big win, I know.
No. The Phillies, that wasn't a final. That was a game.
What are you talking about?
The NCAA final.
Oh, was that last night?
I didn't watch a second of it.
Oh, you didn't watch a second
Not
of it?
Not a
no,
second.
You know, went into overtime? When was the last time?
I did hear that, yeah.
When was the last time an NCAA final went into overtime?
Guy to ask.
Yeah.
Check intern Rice Cake over there.
11 years ago. Wow. John probably watched every second of the game.
Yeah, every second. Yeah. Every second. Yeah. Oh, yeah, him.
Oh, sorry, Brad. Brad Chad over here probably watched every second of the game.
That's John with a G. That's all you got to remember. John with a G. All right. No. Here's a guy. Because did you bet on any of the NCAA?
Early on the second round, I did a couple of game parlay.
Here's a guy. A guy from Minnesota named Derek Burgey was in Vegas last week. Right. Hammered.
Okay.
Absolutely hammered. He was hanging out at Planet Hollywood Casino. Drank so much he blacked out.
Okay.
All right. But at 7 o'clock. When he wakes up, he decides to put $100 on some crazy parlay bet that involved three different teams in three different sports.
Right. Does it?
$26,000.
Are you kidding me?
$26,000 is what he won.
Does it say what he picked?
Yeah, what were they?
It says he bet on the Minnesota Timberwolves would beat the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He
deserves it.
That was the most unlikely of them all. It doesn't say what the other ones was, but it said that one was in it. So $26,000. We got to get drunk more.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DiBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Did you have any kind of scams in college to make money?
Personally, no.
Dave, so. any scams in college?
No, in high school, I was selling a lot of plasma.
I was selling a lot of plasma?
Yeah.
I may have to make some extra income, pass some marijuana on to people.
That's sort of obligatory.
Yeah, especially in the 60s. But nothing like these two guys. The two Asian students at Oregon State University, Quan Jiang and Yang Wang Zhao.
Nailed it.
Right? There you go. I nailed that one. I'm nowhere near it, probably. Anyway, how do you like... Here's a scam. They have people in China who send them fake iPhones.
Okay. Right?
It looks like an iPhone, but it doesn't work.
All right.
They take them. Mm-hmm. They bring them to an Apple store.
Genius.
Right? And Apple will replace any defective phone.
Wow.
So they can't get it to work. They replace the phone. How much do you think they made?
Oh, God. How long was this going for?
Let's say 3,000 claims.
Oh, my Lord.
1,493 of them were accepted.
Uh-huh.
$895,800.
Wow. Wow, that's
proving,
insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, that the iPhone is really too damn expensive.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
So listen to this. All right, we were talking about, of course, going to movies. We got the Avengers movie coming out. Uh-huh. Steve will be at it next weekend. You know, first in line. All right, and I asked the question because I've been known to sneak a thing or two into a movie theater because I'm not going to pay $8 for a pack of licorice that I could get at a Rite Aid for 99 cents.
Right. The markup's offensive.
Yes, the markup is offensive. All right. Others have snuck other things into movie theaters.
Yeah.
All right. And you go with. Where do you hear this, then?
Kristen, my wife, and I would buy Chinese food from the mall food court and put it in her purse and walk it right into the movie theater to watch a movie and eat dinner. Dinner and a movie, guys.
Like, I don't want a guy with a sandwich.
Right, you don't smell a sandwich.
You don't smell a sandwich. This one's over there, you know.
You smell Kung Pao chicken?
It probably smelled better than some of the people at Neshaminy Mall's movie theater, okay?
Okay, all right.
Wow, you better hope that platter's down tight.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Damn.
Yeah, really.
Well, I remember, like, when I was a kid, right, living up in New York, we would go to like a Mets game or a Yankees game, and we would take a huge, you know, piece of Italian bread and make it into a giant meatball sandwich.
Okay.
Right. And then, you know, and cut it into pieces, and you would walk in with it, you know, out in the open. And then when they built the link, Jeff Lurie's tried, and I don't know what that is right now, but when they first built the link, Jeff Lurie tried to, you know, ban people from bringing in outside food. Yeah. And I was like, screw that noise.
Yeah, there was an uprising.
There was a real uprising, and he backed off. And that night, the first game, I was outside with the guys from Smith & Wolinski handing out steak sandwiches.
Oh, wonderful.
We had like 1,000 steak sandwiches. Yeah, walk in with this. It's free. But what did you ever sneak something in someplace?
I did. Well, like Steve, of course, the movie theater candy is obvious.
Right.
In high school, I remember we brought 40s in.
What?
40s. And this is back when the big puffy jackets were Chinese, so they get tapered.
Right.
So you really had to just sort of scrunch it up at one point, and you could line your entire waist with 40s, which is the dumbest thing for a movie. That's 10 bathroom breaks per drink.
That's awesome. That's
now, great, now, Sin, what about yourself?
Back in the days before digital cameras, I used to sneak cameras in, like in the 80s, and I put a telephoto lens up my bell-bottom pant leg.
wait. You would sneak them in where?
Into concerts. Oh, sorry.
Wow.
I didn't say that part. That was the important part.
Oh, wow. And at that time, there was no pat-downs.
Right, exactly.
Right, there was no metal detectors.
You could actually go to,
I like that you were taking advantage of the fashion of the time. The bell-bottom is begging for something to be under there.
True.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Again, every once in a while, you run across something on the internet about the Beatles that like you never knew or saw before. Supposedly, there was a story I saw on TV last night about the Beatles on Top of the Pops, that they were only on one time and no tape of it remained. And somebody in Mexico, they just found video of it in Mexico.
What?
Someone basically holding a camera up to a video screen.
Oh, wow.
Right, and actually recording it on an early VCR, on an early video camera.
Okay.
So, but here's another one. While researching information for his John Lennon book, author Chip Mattinger, right, found a telegram from George Harrison. I'm getting my presidents confused. From George Harrison to Richard Nixon.
Huh.
All right. It's after traveling from Pakistan, the way the story goes, after traveling from Pakistan to the United States in May of 1973 to attend an Apple business meeting and contribute to Ringo's new album. All right. George was detained at the airport because of a past marijuana arrest in England and wasn't permitted to enter the country until June 1st, despite the fact that he already had clearance to stay in the country through June 30th. So he got really ticked, and he sends this telegram to Nixon that says, "Sir, how can you bomb Cambodian citizens and worry about kicking me out of the country at the same time for smoking marijuana? Your repressive emperor warmonger ways must stop. Love will run the world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna." Signed, George Harrison. That love running the world thing isn't really working out.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
We do this every once in a while. We call it shower thoughts. Those things you think about maybe when you're in the shower that you don't necessarily bring up in life. right? But you might, you know, bring up somewhere else. You know, you just think about them every once in a while, like kidneys are just body Britas. Right?
That is true.
Right?
Sometimes they work better than others.
Yeah. Right. Let's see. I don't know. You got one of your own? I don't have any more off the top of my head.
You called me off.
Yeah, I didn't shower this morning.
Well, tell you what. If you're riding along and you've got one of those, you got a shower thought, text it into us, to MGK. That's 645-645. We're going to put a bunch of them together and do a shower thoughts for this morning. Do you have one, Sin? You have a shower thought?
Nothing profound. Mostly just, why do I have to shave my legs? That's not really
one. That's not really one.
Yeah, all right, but that's the main thing I'm thinking.
Because Randy doesn't want you to look like a Yeti.
Hey, you had the last 4 months. It's time to start shaving again.
Good point.
So normally we do shower thoughts in the 8 o'clock hour. I don't know if we've ever done it in the 7 o'clock hour. And if you haven't encountered this is those thoughts that come to mind. Maybe you're riding in the car. A lot of times in the shower, you're waking up and this stuff comes into your head and you wonder how come why. So if you've got one, text it into us to MGK. That's 645-645. But we got a bunch of good ones this morning. I would like to name the people, but I didn't feel like calling back 10 people to find out what their names were. Right. All right, so here we go. We'll start off with this one. The first person to do parkour was probably just running from the cops.
Yes. Right? Absolutely. It's true. Deadpool got circumcised, it would just grow back.
Oh, Jesus.
Just so you know, guys.
Who thinks of this? The pencil to eraser ratio is far too optimistic.
That's for damn sure. Parking boots are irony at its best. You can't park here, so we're going to force you to park here.
Humans are the only bunch of atoms that realized they're just a bunch of atoms.
On paper, unicorns are more believable than giraffes.
You know what?
Think about it.
Think about that. That's for damn sure.
Ponder that.
All right. A parking ticket is a speeding ticket for going 0 miles per hour when it isn't allowed.
If you are no longer covered by your parents' health insurance, your manufacturer's warranty is over.
Wow. Yeah. I love that.
So 18-year warranty.
Or so using that.
26.
Right? 26, yeah. They upped it. Amish girls have no way of knowing if it's a romantic dinner or just dinner.
And lastly this morning, if your particular fetish doesn't exist in Japanese media, you're truly a freak.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
Are you ready for the challenge today?
I'm prepared.
Okay.
He's so good at this.
I know. It really is. It's Dave's beatdown. If you've never encountered this before, basically we play him an isolated drum track from a classic rock song. Right? There's no lyrics. There's no other instruments. It's just the drums. And Dave's got to figure out what drummer and what song or just what song will even do it.
I like the combo. I like to go for the combo. Yeah.
Well, if you know the song, you probably will know the drummer.
Exactly.
So that is, and it is amazing. We've done this. We've hit him at least 9 songs so far over the course of the time we've done it. We always do it 3 at a time.
Yeah.
And I think that in that time, you've only missed 2.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. It is rather amazing that you could do this. But it's time for us to get to Dave's Beatdown. So if you've never encountered this before, this is where we get isolated drum tracks from classic rock songs and play them for Dave, who has the innate ability to figure out not only what the song is, but who the drummer is on that song, which the drummer part, you know, once you figure out the song.
Yeah.
All right. You know, it takes no time to figure out the drummer.
Yeah. Unless it's like Creedence or something. Right,
yeah. Sometimes it's going to be those can be really hard. But we've done this 3 times, 9 songs in total.
Right.
You've gotten 7 of them.
Okay.
We are amazed by it, folks. There is, and if you want, we can run video for you. Because I'm not holding up a card. We're not doing anything. Dave is, you know, he's got to take a shot at it. This is it.
I can't read music, but I do know what drums sound like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have to tell you, with this first song, the very beginning of it is missing.
Okay.
Because, first of all, there was leak through on the headphones,
but
there were no
that.
Drums playing.
Okay.
All right, so this is where the drums come in on this first song. Here is your first song. Tell me what song this is and who's the drummer.
Oh, it's Ringo.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's such a cool sounding set. Yeah. I'm getting lost in just the sound now.
You got Ringo. You're so right on basic. Ringo.
Go to the start again. Go to the start again, if you would.
That is probably the most famous part of the song,
so
too.
So Ringo. That fill just screams Ringo. Is it Lovely Rita?
You got
yes!
it!
Yes!
You got
Are you
it!
Kidding me?
Yes!
Just pulled that out of your ass.
Rita made. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I needed that fill again because it's such a basic beat.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Okay, cool.
Now, here comes another one. Here comes another one that we had to get rid of the intro for. We're going to go right into where the song starts.
Okay.
Because in the intro, there's a lot of leak through. It's very easy to figure out what the song is.
Okay.
And I don't want people to claim that you or I are a cheater.
Sure.
All right. So here it is, your second song. Tell us what the song is. Who's the drummer?
Oh, this is definitely a Van Halen track.
Love
Alex.
How does he do it? Right.
It's the tone. It's the tone.
Especially
with that, what Alex has said. It's a really recognizable tone.
Yeah, it sounds like banging.
No, he has those big open 70s toms. It's a real thumpy kick. Oh, Panama. Panama. Yeah.
Damn. Woo. Damn. In all honesty, I thought that was going to be too tough for him.
I don't know how it does it.
I have no idea how you do that.
Takes a little while, but all right, it comes to me.
You are two for two.
All right. What's his
last one? The last one is probably the hardest. All right. So here you go one more time. And this time you're getting it. Well, this starts with a cold open, but here's where the band comes in.
Okay.
Right? And, of course, the drummer as well. Here's your third one for Dave's Beatdown. Will he go 3 for 3 today, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh.
Not a drummer we discuss often.
Oh, man. That gives it away right there.
Right, okay.
Is it Tico?
Yes, it's Tico.
Tico Torres?
Yes.
And we just played this song.
No, we didn't play this song.
Oh, really?
Love a Bad Name?
Love a Bad Name.
Yes.
We played it, right?
Yes, we just played this song.
Bam!
Damn! 3 for 3.
Tico, the hitman.
You've got the beat. You've got the beat.
Unbelievable.
You've got the beat. I don't know how. I don't know how. Because in all honesty, I thought I had pulled Dead or Alive. Right.
Well, oh, really?
I realize, that this is not Dead or Alive.
No, it was the that one at the end there goes, bam, bam. It's almost like Genesis. But
I think we have a game later in the week that we'll win on this one.
Okay.
You and I will get Dave. Uh-huh. I've got one for him.
Backup plot. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Why do I have a feeling it has something to do with a TV show this
week? Damn right it does!
The John DiBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering here. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Now, seeing that we featured Dave, I want to switch over and feature Steve for a moment because you are Mr. Baseball.
Okay.
I mean, you played, Little League, you played high school ball, you played college ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you understand it. And so if you went out on the field, you're going to play a game. Have you ever been in a situation where the field was too wet to play?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Totally. What did they do in that situation?
A lot of times they've got diamond dry it looks like dirt. They put it down. It's supposed to soak up. Other times you could use a broom, brush it off, or a squeegee, or a leaf blower.
And we're not just talking about the clay, we're talking about the grass and everything.
Yeah, everything.
Obviously, they didn't contact you up in Connecticut. There's a town in Ridgefield, Connecticut that is apologizing after what they say was a poor decision as they made an attempt to dry off a local baseball field. How do you think they did it?
Did they bring in a helicopter?
No, that would have been sensible. That would have been sensible.
Industrial fans?
I think I know because I think I've seen this done before.
Right.
Did they light puddles on fire?
They didn't light puddles on fire. They poured 24 gallons of gasoline all over the field. All right.
Yes.
And then lit it.
Oh, all right, boy. All right.
It seems they actually created $50,000 worth of damage.
Oh, my God. I'm going to suggest that in Quakertown. The Blazers play there.
The John DiBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.